The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm just kind of scrolling along through social media here today, and I see this notice that came up. Many of you know Sean Kimbrough. Maybe you've read his works. Maybe you've fished with him. He specializes in light tackle striped bass fishing. He put a post on his Facebook page that showed up on my feed, and it says, if anyone is up reading this, if you know anyone who is working at the Stars and Striper event at Kent Narrows today, please have them call me. I put my boat in and broke down. I just need to let them know. They're all busy, and I haven't been able to get anybody to pick up their phones. And then he lists his phone number there. So I don't know what the Stars and Stripers event is at Kent Narrows today, but I do know Sean. And, folks, he needs a helping hand. So if anybody of you, any of you know Sean or want to text me, I'll text you his number back. And we can get him some help. All right. Just thought I'd help somebody out there who's having a little trouble out on the water. Here we are at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Speaking of stripers, we've got a striped bass package being given away at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, by High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So all you got to do to get in that contest to win those lures is very simple. Just call the radio station, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Michelle, first name, last name, phone number. Go on the air with me and just say, hey, I just want to get in the contest. I just want to win the tackle. Just want to say hi. And we're good to go. She's ready to write your name down and your phone number, and at the end of the month, all the names and numbers will be put into a pool. Everybody will get a number assigned to them. Robin will use her telephone and the app for the random number generator. Everybody's name corresponds to the number. She'll pull up a number, 24, 12, 3, whatever that number is, and that person will win the tackle. And then next month, we're going to be doing a double dip. We'll be giving away the tackle package from Tackle Box Tim and a muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA Muzzleloaders. CVA this week just announced that they've got a new muzzleloader coming out called a Crossfire. Maybe you've seen this. Maybe you haven't. They've been talking about this muzzleloader for a couple of years now, according to some of their dealers. Just been unavailable till right now. I'm guessing there's been some negotiations, there's been some consulting, there's been some talk, but the Crossfire now will take the Federal Fire Stick. Fire Stick is simply it looks like a shotgun shell. It's loaded with Hodgdon 888 powder, step up from 777, and it's got a shotgun primer in the back of it. The breech of the muzzleloader is open. It's a break-up action muzzleloader. You insert the fire stick and shut it. Well, actually, you can do that first or last or whatever, but you load the ball, you load your projectile from the muzzle, okay? Just load your sabot in the muzzle and put the fire stick in the breech, and that's your charge. That's your ignition and your powder charge contained in this capsule called a fire stick. Here's the rub. It's a muzzle loader, allegedly, but it loads the powder and the primer from the breach. So it does require $44.73 to purchase one of these. $44.73, you have to fill out the paperwork, just like you do with a rifle or a shotgun. It's called the Crossfire. It's from CVA. The price is reasonable from what I saw, depending on the model. I think they retail from like $550 to $700 and some dollars. But if you're looking for that kind of convenience, this is waterproof, you know, that type of thing. You don't have to worry about getting your powder wet or anything like that. And it is already in practice on the Traditions muzzle loader, and that's where the hang-up was. I think there was some negotiation with Traditions and Federal and, you know, what the discussion had to do with, you know, the 44.73, whether or not it was a muzzle loader, since you load the sabot from the muzzle or the ball, whatever you want to, you know, whatever projectile you want to use, and then you load this cartridge, so to speak, in the breech. So that just was announced this week. If you're not on the CVA mailing list, email list, you ought to be. It's a lot of fun. They have a lot of good stuff out there, and they don't just talk about muzzle loaders. They talk about the Bergera rifles that they have, which are very, very nice rifles. You know, and the CVA rifles as well. I saw one yesterday that was, what was it? Can't remember. 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, 2.7, something. But they have a very nice line of centerfire rifles as well. So, and they're our sponsor. They're our sponsor for the muzzleloader giveaway contest, and they are doing that at, we're doing that September, October, November. So, there we go. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's hear from somebody. And that was a little bit of news. 410-922-6680. Get in the contest if you'd like to. And got a nice text from a fellow out there in Howard County. He said, I've listened for 25 years, and you never knew I was a billionaire? Question mark. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So maybe I'll read that letter again. Maybe I won't. We'll see. So, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Michelle, let's take our first break a little bit here this morning. I know you probably have a leftover commercial from the last hour, but tell the folks about Backyard Billy's. You know, we talked about everything that Backyard Billy's has. And they have a lot. It's a giant property. It's huge. Right there on Route 50, you can see it from Route 50 right before you get to Evans Avenue coming eastbound. You look out in the yard and there's, you know, there's gazebos and pergolas. There's gym sets. There's greenhouses. There's sheds. There's a zillion Adirondack chairs. All that stuff sitting right out there along Route 50, and all of it is available at Backyard Billy's. Just get off the highway, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Like I said, come off the Beltway, make a right onto Drummond, and you're right there at the entrance to Backyard Billy's, and you'll be walking through acres of great stuff for your backyard. When you get inside, there's the barbecue grills. Behind the barbecue grills on the left-hand side of the showroom, you'll find all the pellet stoves and the gas stoves and the inserts and the freestanding wood stoves and all that stuff. And on the other side, it's all full of furniture for, you know, for your porch, your backyard, your, you know, your beach house, whatever. Just go see the place. Just go see the place. You got to go there once, okay, and take a look around. Why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. You know, your backyard is going to look just great. Or you can get a nice source for heat for your house. Clyde Sports Shop, bow season begins September 8th. Clyde's has a selection of compound bows and crossbows in stock. They'll do bow tuning and setup. They've got arrows and crossbolt arrows and broadheads and accessories and deer scents and lures and attractants. Don't forget, early muzzleloader season is October 19, 2021. They've got the muzzleloading equipment, muzzleloaders, powder pellets, bullets, cleaning supplies, accessories, and they are a CVA dealer. They stock the Optima V2, and they have that, and then they also stock the Scout, which is one of those centerfire rifles that I talked about, in 45-70. 45-70 is a straight wall cartridge rifle, which you can use now throughout Maryland during the shotgun season. during the firearm season in a shotgun county. You may now use a straight wall cartridge, as hence the popularity of such calibers as .350 Legend, .444 Marlin, .450 Bushmaster, .4570, and others. Clyde's has the Thompson Center single shot Scout model in .4570. Why not? And everything for dove hunting too. If you need it for dove hunting, they've got it. They've got the shells. They've got the, the stools, the decoys. They've got all that at Clyde Sport Shop. Open 7 days a week, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Everything for fishing, crabbing, and hunting at Clyde Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, let's come back here. We got Lee on the line, but I wanna tell you something. Many of you have seen and heard of Bob Folkrod. Bob is a pro staff for one of the big box guys, and okay, we'll wait till the music stops, and then I'll talk. There we go. Thank you, Michelle. Many of you know Bob Fulcrod. You might have seen his seminars. You might have seen his TV show. You know, he's done The Quest. He's worked for Browning and Winchester. You might have seen The Winchester Show. He's got another show online right now. Bob Fulcrod's wife's name is Sheila, and I know Bob and Sheila. And, you know, we talk on Facebook every now and then. I'm going to attribute this to Sheila Fulcrod. This is how she started her morning. If Satan ever lost his hair, if Satan ever lost his hair, there would be hell to pay. Thank you, Sheila Fulcrod. I love it. It cracks me up. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. Lee, how are you?
Hey, Alan. Good. Hey, I heard your little clip there about the scrawled
Oh, yeah.
Listener, and yeah. I sent you my little text. I think a lot of your listeners are, I don't want to say old school, but, your show is spot on. You tell it like it is. With the honey and whatnot, you're very informative. I mean, you're giving good information. I'm not an internet user,
right.
As far as Facebook and whatnot. I'm I like to talk to people on the phone and whatnot. But you tell it as is. Your show is I think very well done, and I wouldn't change anything. Somebody needs to gripe. Really, an email, spill it, bring it on the air and, say it. If you can't say it out, you have to put it behind the scenes like that. I really didn't even think it was necessary that you, the nature of who you and, Robin are, you're gonna, put that out there because, you want the feedback and,
Yeah,
nothing
I do.
Nothing but positive from me and my family when they're awake. And on the better news, the fish have rockfish have moved. They're still in the Patapsco, but I did real well around the Bay Bridge pilings the other day. And
sure.
Gigging the pilings, smaller fish, but the numbers are really good. The fish are clean, healthy, and. A friend of mine in the Upper Bay is eeling right now around pools, and they're doing good when they catch the right tide.
Yeah, I've only ever fished live eels once, and that was in Delaware Bay. And believe it or not, Kathy was with me, my second wife, and she caught the striper of the day on a live eel, which was pretty impressive. You know, there's a technique to that.
Yes, there truly is. It's the tide, getting the drift right. It's a true art. The few fishermen that do it up there that are in the know, it's really. I've watched a couple boats how they work these ledges and whatnot, and they back troll.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really impressive the different techniques.
Yep, there's an art. There's definitely an art to fishing a live eel, no question.
That there is. I don't have that. I can catch them on jigs, but these guys with the bait and whatnot. A friend of mine, he's doing spots still in the Patapsco, and
right.
They're still catching them there, but hey, keep it as is. All good, and
yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And look, if I don't know something, I'm going to tell you I don't know something, and I'm not going to fake it till I make it. You know what I mean? I will, but I also know how to fish a river. You know, I know how to fish a pond. I know how to fish a lake. I know how to fish a little bit in the bay. You know, but I depend on people like you to help us out with location and things like that. So I appreciate the positive feedback, Lee. We got a nice email from a fella here earlier, and who did talk to text, which was very, very interesting. So, I am keeping it like I keep it. When I get a call from that guy that's going to fish the Potomac, and I fished above and below where he's fishing, okay, so I'm fairly familiar with how to fish for smallmouth bass in the river, but I also know there's trout in there, I know there's a lot of rock bass in there, I know there's fall fish in there, I know there's channel catfish, and I've caught all those things, so I share what I know. I don't have any secret spots, you know, I don't have any, and if you have a secret spot, I'm not going to burn your spot, you know what I mean? I'll kid you, I'll say, hey, give me your GPS coordinates or something like that, but, you know, I try to be respectful to everybody and try to do what I got to do, so, you know.
Yeah, I hear that, you know, burning the spot, you know, the internet, and again, I don't participate, so it's a much bigger audience there than what you and I are talking right now.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, it's funny. I can tell you that I'm jigging the Bay Bridge, but I'll be honest with you. Most people get in there and live spot and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the techniques of certain types of fishing are only meant for that 1%. The other, I can show it to a multitude of people what I do and how I do it. They
right.
still have trouble grasping onto it. But that's what it's all about, the learning and sharing.
Yeah.
Whatnot, so.
Just like, you know, somebody talked about catching some flounder the other day. I love flounder fishing. But I also know that, you know, you've got to have a little bit of finesse. You've got to let, when you feel that first tap, you can't set the hook or you rip that bait right out of the mouth because of the structure of the fish, you know. You've got to drop your rod tip and let them take that bait a little bit before you set the hook, you know. And a lot of people don't get that. They just tear away at it and we had a couple bites, didn't catch anything, probably perch. No, probably flounder. You just didn't know how to catch them. You know. But I think I totaled it up one time. At one point, I was up to like 60-some species of fish that I've caught in my lifetime. In the bay, Delaware Bay, in the ocean, in the lakes and streams and so forth, I've fished in a lifetime. And, you know, I'm a generalist. You know, I'm the guy that's the jerk on one end of the line waiting for the jerk on the other end of the line. And that's what I like. I don't care if we're fishing, you know, used to fish a little mountain streams for brook trout. You know, and the fish were 5-6 inches long. And to just kind of sneak up on that, you know, that stream and see them in there and flip something out to them, catch them like that. That was fun. I've caught almost every species of stock trout and wild trout in the East, you know, and I just had a lifetime of fishing and experience and I love sharing it. You know what I mean? So,
All right. Yeah. All right, Alan.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
All right. You all take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Tim, Tackle Box. Tim, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Al. How are you this morning?
Good, man. What's going on?
Hey, not a lot. Hey, listening with you and Lee is a pleasure in itself, but I agree with you about the flounder, and a lot of times your novice angler is a little bit better at flounder fishing because their reaction time is a little bit slower than these guys.
Exactly.
Like to me and Lee and you that get out and do it a lot.
Yep. Yeah, I mean there are some fish that you have to set that hook immediately because of the nature of the bite. You know, there are other fish where you can just kind of finesse that, you know, that bite and have that fish take that bait the whole way. You know, so.
And it's a little bit different too. Sometimes with the species that do take it, sometimes the bite is just real light and you got to let them have it.
I will tell you in fishing on the reservoirs for smallmouth. During the spawn, when we do that, I have had so many fish pick up my bait and move it out of the bed. Countless times, and you don't even feel them. And all of a sudden, you look at your line, and sometimes you can see the bait, and you just know that it's gone out of where you had it. You know, and you go, when did that happen?
That time when that's going on, they just grab the back end of it, and they're not moving fast. So
nope.
If you're not watching your line, you're
and other times, Other times, that's the thing. Other times, you're just going to say you've got to watch your line and see if your line moves slightly or whatever. Other times, you know, they about jerk the rod out of your hand.
Yeah.
That's why it's so fun.
And a lot of times when you get that solid hit, you realize, hey, how did I miss that bite? What did that fish do to me?
Yep.
That it didn't connect with my lure or my bait, you know?
That's true. That's true.
How did I miss that bite? But, you know, those solid hookups, man, that's what keeps you going.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. I
can say, Alan, that the health of the Upper Bay striper fishery is good. I found Wednesday when I went out, I found schools of small fish.
Yeah.
And that was a real good positive sign.
That's encouraging. Yeah, that's good.
We caught them from 8 inches to 14 inches.
Oh, well, let's be careful with them and put them all back.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was in off the hook and right back into the water below the gunnel.
I was talking to an acquaintance on the Upper Bay out of Cecil County the other day, and he said, come back here, man. I want to show you something. I said, okay, what do you got? Had a bushel of steam crabs, and I mean jumbos. And he said, guess I go out every morning. He said, guess where I got them? I said, right out front. He goes, yep, big crabs, Upper Bay. Believe it or not.
And
so, you know, I just had to throw that in. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. On Thursday, I got a chance to come down. I went past Backyard Billy's on 50. I passed Over Road where I didn't this time have to turn and go to the tire repair joint.
See, that's the thing. I'm glad you said that. Why would anybody drive a 130-mile round trip to go to one of your sponsors? Well, maybe they didn't want to go to our sponsor, but maybe they had to go to our sponsor. You called me that morning. You said you had a slow leak in a tire. I said, if you're coming to going to the ocean, you're going to the beach, and you're coming down 50, and you got a tire issue, like another friend of mine had the other day, stop by, and they'll fix it for you. And they didn't. Grace Tire Service.
Absolutely. It was in and out. They're very, very generous with the situation that I was in, heading to the beach and got it done.
Yep, but, no question. So
I had an opportunity again to get out and fish with our old friend Chuck, and he's doing well. And
good.
We wound up into some schools of some just under legal size fish out on the chop tank.
Yep.
And later that evening, I want to thank the Midshore Fishing Club for having me down to give them a little talk for their meeting on Thursday.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you were able to do that.
Nice club. They got a lot going on.
Good. Glad to hear that. Did you hear the announcement about Sean Kimbrough?
I did.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody has Sean in their contact list, but if they do, give him a call and hopefully you can help him out. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Once everybody in that tournament probably gets launched and everything, he'll hopefully get that straightened out.
What's that again?
Once everybody in that event gets launched and stop being so busy, hopefully they'll catch up with the text or calls that he sent and get him some help.
Yep, got it. Do you agree with my smallmouth river techniques, buddy?
Oh yeah, I mean the smallmouth.
See, now I'm second guessing myself.
No,
I shouldn't do that. I should just be confident in what I say.
It depends on what you're going to use, especially on Potomac, because early in the year you can get a spinnerbait and a crankbait bite, and then in the summertime you're going to go with simple twister tail and jigs and some topwater stuff, and then it kind of reverts back at the end of the year.
Well, he said he's going to use a Rapala and a rooster tail and live worms. So, I mean, I could say, hey, go get yourself a tiny torpedo, go get yourself a devil's horse, go get your, you know, use an 8-ounce buzz bait or something like that. Yeah, but that's not what he told me, so I adapted.
Hey. If that's what's working for him,
yeah,
great. I mean, hey, I am, when I do my small river stuff, I've got guys laugh at me because my shoulder bag is like I'm leaning to one side because it's so heavy because I got a whole plethora
arsenal
of things. Got an arsenal and multiples of because you don't know when you're going to snag that rock with the one lure that you have that's going to be the catching, and if you don't have any more, you might as well just leave.
Gotcha. All right, Tim. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that.
Okay, Alan. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
You do the same. I will. Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
All right. Tom from Cambridge, you're going to have to wait till after the break, buddy. I'm sorry. So we got to get this in. The aforementioned Spurrier's Tire Service that helped out Tackle Box Tim when he got a nail or a screw or something in his tire on his way to the ocean, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. I have seen so many out-of-state tags and Pennsylvania tags in their parking lot of people that have picked up debris off the road and in their tire and have had, you know, their warning light come on or whatever. They get out and they look, the tire's low, blah, blah, blah. Well, Spurrier's Tire Service can fix that. Featuring American-made Firestone and Bridgestone tires and every other brand like Yokohama and Michelin, they've got all that. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. I found out that Volkswagen with the multicolors is actually a production model called a Harlequin. Didn't know that. They have tires for that. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard, your barn, your field, any machine in your backyard, your hand truck with rubber tires on it, your wheelbarrow, your garden tractor, they've got all that. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service. Spurrier's Tire Service, 410-822-7384. They're in Easton, Maryland, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrierstire.com. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. We'll be right back.
Heat is on this weekend with an uphill climb to the numbers. Thankfully, today the humidity is nice and low. 87 this afternoon with sunshine. Low tonight, 68 degrees. The 90s come back tomorrow up to 92. And the 90s are here for Monday. 97 degrees and close to records. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah. Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers and crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup. Uh-huh. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
There's a good uplifting song, Toby Keith. Thank you very much. So, folks, we did have a nice email reply to the letter, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I am going to read part of it. Let's see. While heading to the beach, we did stop at one of your advertisers, Cool Ice. Your entire show could be spent on their inventory. When I went in, I was looking for crawfish. Very happy to see conch meat. Very nice facility and good people. Keep up the great work. Anybody who gets the app and gets up early to listen to you, greatly appreciate your time. And Robbins, thank you. So we appreciate those kind words about our sponsors and about the shows. And just so you know, crawfish season is from the 1st of January to the end of June. That's when your dealers will have crawfish, and there are several that have it. And we learned that from our buddy over there, Bill Merkel, over at NBS Seafood over there by the airport. So that's, but we did get a nice 3-pound pack of pre-cooked crawfish the other day and had them. They were delicious, absolutely delicious. So, another email. Does Tackle Box Tim sell the lures in the packages you give away? The answer is yes. So another sponsor I'd be interested in supporting. Great show as usual. Best to Robin. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I will connect you, Arnold, with that. I'll reply with his phone number. Ronald from Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Feeling good. A little tired from a week's work, but you know what? It's a good tired because I've got something accomplished. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you been?
Yes, sir. I've been fine. Alan's been fine. And say hello to Miss Robin for me, please, there.
I will do that.
Listen to the show. I enjoy the show. I like the show a lot. I love the show, as a matter of fact. And learning, still learning a lot from the show, and enjoy listening. And to your Aaron, he's taking a little relaxation there right now. Yeah.
Yep. I am. Ronald, do you do Braille?
A little. But I lost my sensation when we had the earthquake back here in Baltimore, when we had that, whatever it was, though. But
yeah.
I lost my sensation in my fingertips.
Really?
So I had, you had to do Jimbo Braille. Jimbo.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, All you right. know.
You okay? You okay if
fine,
you
doing well?
Good. You okay if I do a Braille joke?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I was reading a Stephen King novel in Braille. You know, he writes horror books, right?
Yes.
Something bad was going to happen. I could feel it coming.
Something. Woo-hoo. Wow.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for letting me do that, Ronald. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good one, buddy. Take care.
All right. You too, Al.
Bye-bye.
Thomas Robin. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to get in the contest, that's great. We got a couple minutes. We do have to take one more little break here at the end. We'll let that up to Michelle and, you know, to do her thing. And I've got some, okay, we have Tom. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's up?
I just was hoping that I could convince you to come to our meeting. Tim Sherman came down and talked at our meeting. I'm the president of the Midshore Fishing Club
here
in Cambridge. And I was hoping maybe we could get you to come down on third Thursday of a month at 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge.
Probably.
Lodge Road. And so you can text me and we can talk about a month to maybe pick.
All right. Do you have email, Tom?
Yes, I do. It's TH.
Nope. You email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Put the S on the end of outdoors.
Yeah. And so
ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Ellis@outdoors.com.
My last name, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be glad to do something. I don't want to talk about you guys are the fishermen. I wouldn't have any fishing tips to share or anything like that. Maybe we'll do a Q&A or something, you know?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Good.
All right. Yep. All right. Glad to do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much and I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. I got an email from a listener wants to know if Tackle Box Tim sells his tackle. And the answer is, of course, and I will connect you two guys after the show sometime. So there you go. What time is it? My goodness. Time goes fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? So, all right. Our phone number is 410-922-6680. We can take a call, but let me tell you one more time about backyard billies. You know, it's summertime. It's hot. It's 90-some degrees. It's going to get hotter this week again, mid-90s. Amazing. But I want to talk about heat in your home because it's going to get cold. You know, gas is economical, more so than electric for sure. We have a gas fireplace insert here we got from Backyard Billy's, and we got it at Backyard Billy's after shopping all around the shore for places to do this. They did the installation. We selected an Enviro EX35 remote control. We love that. You can turn it on, turn it off, turn the heat up, turn the heat down, turn the fan on, turn the light on. It's a wonderful, wonderful unit. And we got it at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. They helped us with the stonework behind the fireplace. They have a mason that they recommend, and he did a beautiful job. They did the chimney work, everything perfect. Backyard Billy's has not only gas fireplace inserts, they also have wood fireplace inserts from a company called Regency. The Enviro company does the pellet stove inserts. Enviro also does the freestanding pellet stoves, and Regency does the freestanding wood stoves. So things are getting more and more expensive. If you're looking at an alternative heat source to oil or electric or something like that, you might want to consider headed to Backyard Billy's and investing in an alternative or primary heat source right there. Backyardbillys.com, Hearth America, Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want or need, Hearth America is the fireplace. And one more time about our friends at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're still fishing. They're still crabbing. They're still, you know, they've got the crab traps. They've got the crab trot lines. They've got the nets and the gloves and the measures and the tongs and all the accessories. They've got the steamer pots. They've got their own seasoning as well at Clyde's Sports Shop for crabbing. For fishing, they've got all the rods and reels and tackle and replacement line and lures and everything, live bait, frozen bait. Live bait includes, you know, the standard night crawlers and bloodworms, I guess, if they're still stocking them. They're very expensive and hard to get right now. They've got the shiners, they've got the minnows, and they've got the big salties, which are big, dark-colored, look like a goldfish type of bait. And they use them for big bass, they use them for snakeheads, and you can use them for anything. It'll eat a big bait, that's for sure. Full-line Browning dealer, if you like looking for a great firearm. I'm just kind of covering the bases here with Clyde Sports Shop. Fishing, hunting, they've got it all. ClydeSports.com, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, you can get your license, you can buy a gun, buy ammo, get your scope mounted right there at Clyde Sports Shop, and get new line put on your spools or get some information on crabbing. Why not? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Trailer for sale or rent. rooms to let 50 cents. No home, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies. I have pounds. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
All right, we may have time for one more short caller. I mean, I don't mean stature. I mean short time. We have a short window. We have a narrow window. If you want to give us a call, get in the contest, you can do that, 410 WCBM 680. If not, I'll just keep talking for a couple more minutes. I've done that before, filled the gap. Well, I do want to tell you, I want to say something about our sponsors, okay? I've got some negative, a negative comment about the show, and I read it the last hour. You can go back and read, you know, listen to the podcast if you want. I'm not going to do it again. But all negative, you know, all complaints, no suggestions, nothing positive. We like to get a feel of our audience. If somebody's unhappy, we'll talk about it. But, you know, our sponsors are who our sponsors are. I have a sponsor in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and Bel Air, Maryland. And Whitehall, Maryland, and Easton, and Cambridge, and Kent Island, and Glen Burnie, and Catonsville Linux is in right off Security Boulevard, and I got Clyde Sports Shop, longtime sponsor right there in Baltimore, and others throughout the years, and we appreciate the fact that these folks can see value of sponsoring and advertising on the only outdoor show in Maryland, the only place you can get the information. We're wide open to questions. We don't filter our callers too much unless, you know, you're... But I just want to thank everybody for listening and for supporting our sponsors. And there's the music. Robin's not here to tell you, but I will. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Hug your family. Give thanks to God that we have this beautiful nature to enjoy, and we live where we live. Catch you next week.